Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Thomas, your host, and I really do hope you're well tonight. We're about to set out on a morning walk through a beautiful, rainy woodland. It is an enriching experience, full of blissful sights and joyous sounds. And this story is one I was inspired to write after enjoying a rainy woodland walk of my own a few weeks ago. And those of you who follow Get Sleepy on Instagram may recall a few pictures and videos I shared on that walk. And now, you get to take that journey for yourself in tonight's episode. Have you ever wished that we'd include soothing nature sounds as a background throughout a Get Sleepy episode? For example, maybe you would like to pair tonight's story with the sound of gentle rainfall. Well, now you can. We have partnered with the Deep Sleep Sounds app to help you create soothing soundscapes that will play in the background while you're listening to Get Sleepy. Here's what you need to do. Simply download the Deep Sleep Sounds app, choose your preferred sound, and add it to the mix by tapping in the circle next to it. For tonight's story, I'd recommend the sound you're hearing right now, called Light Backyard Rain. Make sure you go to the Controls tab within the Deep Sleep Sounds app and toggle the button to allow background audio. This will mean you can listen to Get Sleepy and the app sounds at the same time, and you can control the volume of the specific sounds in the Mix tab. To me, all of this is really exciting because it means you can create the perfect, relaxing soundscape to accompany Get Sleepy episodes. It's the ultimate sleep experience. Simply search the App Store or Google Play for Deep Sleep Sounds, or click on the link in the show notes. If you download Deep Sleep Sounds right now, you can continue this sound of soothing rain throughout tonight's story. So let's take a moment now to just make sure we're settled and ready to enjoy this relaxing excursion through beautiful woodland. Take some time to focus on the breath. Breathing in deeply for roughly 6 seconds. Holding for 2, and breathing out for 5 or 6. Follow that rhythm 2 or 3 more times until you sense your muscles relaxing and letting go. You can allow your breathing to fall into a natural rhythm and just enjoy the stillness. In the same way that the mighty oak stands still in observation in the middle of a forest, unmoved by the outer world, you can just watch over your thoughts as they harmlessly float by. And as you continue to relax more deeply and ease towards a good night's rest, let's turn to our story. It begins right where you are now, snuggled up in your cozy bed. It's early on an autumn morning. The recent change of seasons delays dawn light a little more each day. However, a muted glow behind the curtains confirms that morning has arrived. You've woken up sooner than planned on what is the start of a weekend. Nevertheless, your body feels suitably rested, and your head feels clear. You may as well make the most of your time. You notice a distinct lack of noise outside. The usual chorus of birdsong on nearby trees and rooftops seems to be muted today. Instead, there is a blissful stillness, near perfect silence. But as your ears tune in a little deeper, you hear the soft sound of patters on the outer windowsill. You pull back your duvet and roll out of bed to inspect further. Drawing back the curtains, you squint your eyes, preparing for a burst of light. However, your eyes adjust with ease as they are met by a thick blanket of grey cloud. Unmoving and seemingly endless, the overcast skies bring a persistent drizzle. Broken strings of raindrops ripple down the window panes. You watch as a droplet lands in the center of your gaze, then slowly cascades down to the bottom of the pane. Usually, this weather would be a deterrent to outdoor activity. But today, something inside you feels different. A prevailing urge to get out and explore. You enjoy a quick breakfast and a warm cup of coffee. Then you hastily freshen up, get dressed, and throw on your waterproof jacket. With a crack of a window, you sense that the outside temperature is quite mild, just right, in fact. You won't need to layer up too heavily. However, the prospect of soggy footpaths certainly calls for more robust footwear. You slip your feet into a chunky pair of walking boots and tuck the cuffs of your trousers inside. As you open the door to head out, you pause and take a moment to appreciate your home. For as much as you are excited to venture in the open air this morning, you feel lucky to have a warm, dry and cozy place to return to later. With a final deep breath, you close the door behind you. The damp air instantly invigorates you, refreshing rather than cold. The rain is light for now, although scatterings of deep puddles suggest there were heavier spells overnight. In order to get to where you're going, you must first walk through the inhabited areas of town. The roads are quiet. Traffic is notably minimal. the sound of your boots scuffing along the damp pavements stands out and is rarely interrupted. The houses that run on either side of the street provide a subtle sense of inspiration and curiosity. Who might live in the home with the ivy-covered front porch? What might the family in the big Victorian house on the corner be up to this morning? How long must it have taken to plant all of the colourful flowers in one particularly pretty garden? You walk on, still feeling a rush of energy in your legs. There's an understated comfort in hearing the pattering raindrops on your hood. Your head and torso feel protected and unfazed in your waterproof cocoon. Just one more left turn now, down the narrow alleyway, then you'll be out onto the countryside footpaths. You sense your feet move a little faster, your arms swaying spiritedly. Wide open, green plains are just a few steps away. At the end of the alleyway, you pass through a final kissing gate. It opens in a V-shaped enclosure and touches, or kisses, each of two gateposts, hence earning its cheerful name. As the gate swings shut, you pause, taking a moment to appreciate your surroundings. Cows are huddled together in a field to your right. A hedgerow runs to your left, all the way down a sloping path. There is barely a sound in the air. It seems everything is patiently waiting, quietly observing beneath shelter. You lean your hand onto a wooden post and notice the softened, springy feel of the rain-covered wood. You take a deep breath and gaze across the landscape. The broader scene is a gloomy haze of damp air and cloudy hilltops. In clearer weather, this view provides an endless panoramic of green pastures, forestry, and here and there, large farmhouses. Today, you can't see much further than the train tracks just beyond the adjacent fields. It's no bother. It wasn't the views that drew you to come out this morning. There is a beauty in everything before you, near and far. You decide to enjoy each and every footstep. You tread carefully down the long, straight path, descending slowly towards a short tunnel beneath the train tracks. On the other side, the path is a little boggier in places, but your boots were made for such terrain. You confidently amble and splash through the muddy puddles. From here, you take a right through a farmer's field. The path slopes upward again, bringing you back out of the valley. The upper third of the hill rises sharply, testing your resolve. But you power on with enthusiasm, not stopping until you reach the top. At the peak of the slope, you pause and turn to look back. You take a moment to rest and catch your breath. The air feels clear and the view is spectacular. despite the shrouds of grey skies. You can see that some trees are just beginning to change colour as autumn takes hold. As if it were intentional, while you stand here to catch your breath, the rain begins to pour a little stronger. Your inner voice whispers with encouragement. Embrace it. You pull down your hood, close your eyes, and lean your head back. Cascading droplets of cool water soak your skin and hair. You stretch out your arms and smile to the sky. Tingles of electricity seem to charge and flow through your body. If only you could bottle this feeling, this fleeting moment of pure invigoration. You open your eyes and turn your face back to the path ahead. With the rain still pouring, you walk on with a spring in your step. As you cross one final grassy expanse, you see beautiful ancient woodland that awaits just beyond. Passing along the perimeter of this open farmland, the path runs adjacent to the forest's edge. A wire fence borders this boggy field. On the opposite side, the terrain drops steeply and is covered with a dense layer of deciduous trees. With the downpour in full flow, you hear the woodlands beckoning you. A rich, rapturous sound resonates from within. You move off the path for a moment, peering through the plumage that lines the border. The rainfall echoes through this broad capsule of beech, ash, oaks, and conifers. This is, you think, one of nature's most soothing symphonies. You cannot wait to be at the heart of this percussive forest chamber. Just 100 yards or so ahead, you reach the natural entrance to the forest. A solitary signpost stands in the ground, leaning ever so slightly to one side. On the front are two arrow-shaped yellow waymarkers that read Public Footpath. One points straight and the other points left. It feels apposite to continue straight on, further from the fields you have traversed to get here, deeper into the sea of rain-soaked trees. The footpath is littered with the first fallen leaves of autumn. Their orangey hue is a welcome flash of colour on a morning dominated by dull grey. Above you, the canopy of trees blocks out much of the clouded sunlight. As you look up, you see the tall, majestic shoots swaying in the breeze. Heavy droplets of water are flung from branches where rain has collected. You keep your hood down though, your head and face still uncovered. You can't really say why, but it feels uplifting right now to forfeit dryness and shelter. The rushing of rain sounds even more incredible in these surroundings, like a continual crashing of waves on the shoreline of a pebbled beach. The trees act as a fragmented shelter, offering a slight reprieve from the lashing rain. As you tread onwards, plodding your boots into the squelching, leafy surface, you see somebody walking in your direction. It's an unexpected but pleasant surprise. You didn't anticipate seeing another early riser here in this expanse of woodland. She is dressed similarly to you, with a light grey raincoat and a good pair of boots. You both smile with a genuine warmth as you reach one another. "Ah, a fellow rain lover," she says excitedly. "Absolutely," you say. You stand and discuss the idyllic morning in progress. She points out the incredible smell of the fresh rain on the leaves and roots. You observe the beauty of the sound and how it fills you with inspiration. And both of you speak of the invigorating feeling of getting out early on a morning like this. You ask her where the pathway leads. She is well acquainted with these woods and tells you that it runs in a big, winding loop around the whole area. You can lose yourself in nature, but remain guided by the path, she philosophizes. You smile once more. How wonderful to feel such an instant connection with a total stranger. With a gleam of appreciation, you bid a fond farewell and wish her a good day. As you walk on, you are left with a delightful sense that fate is on your side today. However brief it may be, the effect of such an encounter with a fellow person further lifts your spirits, particularly when they share the same joy and passion as you do for this rainy woodland walk. You're quite sure that both of you will cherish this moment for the rest of the day. You follow the snaking path through the trees, safe in the knowledge that it will circle back to familiar surroundings. Almost subconsciously, you notice yourself humming the tune of autumn leaves. The melody fills you with cheer as you watch the occasional soggy leaf fall to the ground. The forest is abundant with plants of all kinds. Beech trees and conifers seem to prevail more than most, but there are many families coexisting here. Every now and then, you veer off of the natural path and crisscross through the spaces between trees. Up close, the finer details of leaves and wrinkled bark exhibit nature's complex artistry. It strikes you just how slender the trunks of conifers are. They soar skywards with equal dexterity to their neighbors and support heavy crowns above. Yet, impressively, their trunks are often half as thick as their counterparts. You remember reading about forests that are left to their own devices. Trees that obtain plenty of exposure to sunlight at their leafy crowns will reap the nutritional benefits. That means that there is natural competition to thrive. However, the trees also work together, understanding that variety is healthy, there is strength in numbers. If a tree is in peril, signals are sent out to warn its neighbors of a threat. They can then act to protect themselves. But in addition, close neighbors will share their own energy resources to aid a tree that is in need. A wonderful example of selflessness in nature. Life moves slowly here, far slower than us humans can comprehend. But there is no doubt about it. The forest is very much alive. The trees communicate with chemical signals and possibly even subtle vibrations through their roots. Fungi plays its vital role in helping the plants to obtain water and nutrients. The earth itself is full of countless microscopic life forms. Insects and animals make their homes in discrete burrows, nests, and hollowed bark. There is exponentially more life in this patch of woodland than there are human beings on the entire planet. And today, you sense celebration in the air. After enduring the dry, hot summer months, running on purpose-stored water reserves, the trees are finally rewarded with this satiating downpour. This is the beauty of rain, you think. We take it for granted sometimes, or even reject its presence. But the changing seasons are part of the order of life here. The rain restores balance, and it is cherished just as much as the glorious summer sunlight. Regeneration continues. On ground level, holly bushes lean on sturdier counterparts. Dots of red berries stand out against the deep green, spiky leaves. Hardy fern plants bow at knee height, thriving in the moist conditions. You brush your fingers over their soft, broad leaves. The water collected on top sprays and scatters as you gently ruffle the fronds. Though seemingly flimsy to the touch, you know that fern plants will survive anything. It's common knowledge by now that these incredibly tolerant perennials date back far beyond most species on Earth. Long predating dinosaurs, even. With the rain still rushing, you sense that the footpath has looped round to its final stretch. The path is wider here, letting in more light. And as you pan your gaze from side to side, a glistening sight stops you in your tracks. To your left, there is a glorious beech tree with a particularly shiny, smooth bark. The light is catching it perfectly, illuminating the rushing waterfall that abseils its surface. You move closer and peer upwards. From its crown all the way down to the roots, this beech tree elegantly transports the refreshing water. It cascades in such flawless motion. It is like you are watching a man-made water fountain. This is no accident or coincidence. Beech trees love to indulge in an ample drink whenever the opportunity presents itself. They cleverly open up their leaves in a way that doesn't just absorb sunlight, but also catches and collects rainwater. From here, it runs along the twigs and branches, eventually uniting into the river-like flow you see before you. When light reflects on the bark, as it is now, it is a real spectacle to watch. You gently press your palm against its surface. The texture is cool, sleek, satisfying. Your hand intercepts the boundless water flow. It rushes over your skin, massaging the backs of your hands and fingers. And for a brief moment, you feel an energy, a connection, from one life form to another. You and the beautiful beech tree are acquainted. With a deep breath in, you accept the gratifying energies of the forest. And as you breathe out, you gift back your own. With contentment, it is time to say goodbye to the woodland for today. You continue up the path until you reach the same signpost that welcomed your arrival. You depart the cover of the trees and listen as the padding echoes of rain fade away. At more of a casual pace now, you stroll back through the open countryside, up and down the increasingly saturated slopes, toward the urban areas of town. The skies are still thick with cloud, and the wet weather appears to be set in for the day. As you cross over the fields, you spot a flock of sheep. They stare back at you, looking surprised to see you out in this heavy rainfall. Or maybe it's your bright green jacket that holds their attention. Similarly to a dog after a river swim, several of the sheep fervently shake off their damp woolen coats. Water sprays out from their fluffy bodies, creating a mist around them. You've never witnessed this amusing behaviour from sheep before, and you can't help but chuckle. Another reward for your determination to get out this morning, you think. Sightings of fellow ramblers remain few and far between as you head back into town. Perhaps you might inspire onlookers to get outside this morning too, but then perhaps not. Finally, you reach your home and step into the warm. You slip off your boots and your raincoat, leaving them by the front door to dry off. You enjoy a quick snack to satisfy your appetite. Then you run yourself a nice hot bath. This time, it is the feeling of warm water on your skin, bringing you a sense of contentment. With nothing much to be done, the afternoon is yours to enjoy. It's the perfect day to be indoors, to appreciate the simplicity of home life, and to rest. After your bath, you put on your coziest loungewear, brew a steaming cup of tea, and snuggle up on your sofa. Now your weary legs can relax once more. The sound of raindrops continue to patter on the window. It feels good to be in the warm. Immersed in the serenity of your home, you decide to listen to a tale from one of your favourite storytellers. With your eyes closed, you hear the somber tones of the narrator's voice. The subtle nuances as they speak bring a familiar sense of calm. The words fill your mind with dreamy imagery. And eventually, you drift into a peaceful afternoon doze.